Hello, everybody. Welcome to Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly.
A Docker-based image is the essential starting point for any container. It's like the foundation of a house. When you write a Docker file, the from line sets your base image, which could be a lightweight Linux like Alpine, a language-specific image like Python, or even a completely empty scratch image for ultimate control. This choice saves your container size, security, and performance. So, why does it matter? Smaller base images mean faster downloads and deployments, while minimalist images reduce security risks by limiting unnecessary components. On the other hand, full-featured images like Ubuntu or Debian offer more compatibility and tools, making development easier for complex apps. So, next time you build a container, remember, your base image is not just a detail. It's the blueprint for everything that follows. Choose wisely, and you will have faster, safer, and more maintainable containers. In a surprising discovery, security researchers at Mitiga have unveiled a novel privilege escalation method in Google Cloud Platform GCP that exploits a combination of IAM conditions and tag management. The technique allows attackers with seemingly low-risk roles like tag user and viewers to escalate their privileges and gain full administrative access to resources simply by attaching specific tags. The researchers found that many organizations often overlook the security implications of tag permissions, treating them as harmless metadata rather than a potential attack vector. By demonstrating how easily an attacker can leverage this oversight to bypass intended access restrictions, the team has shed light on critical security blind spot in GCP's access control model. The findings serve as a wake-up call for cloud security teams to re-evaluate their tag management practices and implement robust measures to prevent such privilege escalation attacks from occurring in the future. Go has emerged as a rising star, cementing its place as go-to choice for developers across various industries. According to the latest research, the Go community has grown significantly, with an estimated 5.8 million developers worldwide using the language as of 2024. The appeal of Go lies in its versatility and performance. Developers are increasingly drawn to its cloud-native capabilities, making it a popular choice for building web services, microservices, and infrastructure as a code tools. The language's simplicity and concurrency features have also made it a favorite among DevOps professionals managing cloud-based platforms and applications. As the demand for cloud-native technologies continues to surge, the future looks bright for Go, with the language poised to solidify its position as a leading player in the programming landscape. DeepSeek has unveiled its latest creation, a distributed file system called 3FS. This innovative technology is said to transform the way we manage and access massive amounts of data. By seamlessly integrating this distributed approach, 3FS offers unparalleled scalability and fault tolerance, allowing users to store and retrieve data with ease, regardless of the underlying infrastructure. The system's core components, including metadata management, storage nodes, and a centralized management server, work in harmony to provide high-throughput data access and robust data redundancy. With its innovative CRAQ protocol, that is, chain replication with apportioned queries, 3FS delivers strong consistency and low latency reads, making it a game changer in the world of distributed storage solutions. In a Hacker News thread, the age-old question of when managers will be replaced by AI has taken center stage. As the tech industry continues to automate various tasks, the prospect of AI-powered management is no longer a distant dream, but a looming reality. According to industry insiders, the transition towards AI-driven management is already underway, with some companies experimenting with AI-assisted decision-making and task delegation. While the idea of reporting to an AI bot may seem unsettling, proponents argue that the technology could bring increased efficiency, objectivity, and data-driven decision-making to the workplace. However, the legal and ethical implications of this shift remain a topic of heated debate as concerns over job security and potential for bias in AI-powered management decisions loom large. As the corporate world navigates this uncharted territory, one thing is clear. The future of management is poised for a dramatic transformation, and the impact on the workforce will be far-reaching. Stay tuned as this story continues to unfold, shaping the way we work and the role of human leadership in the age of artificial intelligence. OpenAI has unveiled Codex, a cloud-based software engineering agent that promises to revolutionize the way we approach coding tasks. Described as a crack team of 10-on-10 FS devs, Codex leverages the power of Codex 1 model, a version of OpenAI's GPT-3 optimized for software engineering. The standout feature of Codex is its ability to work on multiple tasks in parallel, allowing developers to boost their productivity exponentially. Early adopters have reported impressive results, with one user completing a legacy project migration from Python 2.7 to 3.11 and Django 1.x to 5.0 in a mere 12 minutes, a task that would typically take weeks. However, the implementation still needs refinement, with some users reporting the need for more hand-holding compared to rival coding assistants. As the technology continues to evolve, the future of Codex looks bright, with the potential to reshape the software engineering landscape.
Bye-bye from Madhusudan Zubili Tech Weekly. See you next week.